This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Derek Chauvin betrayed this badge when he used excessive and unreasonable force upon the body of Mr. George Floyd.
All right, and that's where we start. What happened with George Floyd, the 9 minutes that was torturous to watch for so many of us, seeing that viral video again and again and again. The world is watching this trial of a former Minneapolis police officer. You heard right there the prosecution, with the opening statement focused on that timeline, what happened there, etc. Kate Delaney, hope wherever you are safe, sound, and don't feel stuck like the Ever Given, which finally has refloated and freed up. Finally, the Suez Canal is open for business. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. But first, back to day one and some of the takeaways in this murder trial. The prosecutor also added this, that quite clearly, here is what they're going for.
You will learn that he was well aware that Mr. Floyd was unarmed, that Mr. Floyd had not threatened anyone, that Mr. Floyd was in handcuffs, he was completely in the control of the police, he was defenseless.
Yeah, and see, that's it exactly. That's what the prosecution is resting on, is what they're looking at, is what they opened with, because it makes complete sense. The star witness is the video. Although there was a witness, a 911 operator, who went on the stand and said that she thought, because there was no movement for so long and saw exactly what was happening, that the screen was frozen. Something didn't look right. It looked awry. George Floyd, as you know, died last May after police responded to a call reporting he had provided a store with a fake $20 bill. Chauvin held Floyd's face, the ex-cop we're talking about, the former Minneapolis police officer, face down on the ground with the knee pressed to his neck. He's crying out at one point for his mother, repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Three other officers watch. They're also going to stand trial for aiding and abetting. That will happen in August. But for now, this is just the very beginning of this, and there is massive security around this courthouse. They spent $1 million to keep it as tight as possible. And, of course, this is all being streamed out because of COVID, is what the judge said. So lots of people across the world and certainly in the United States can watch what's happening. As for the defense, they're claiming something completely opposite, obviously, in talking about what happened in response, and that it doesn't look good, and that sometimes the police have to use force, and this is part of what the job is about. And the defense is really opening on, this is what we do, this is how police have to respond in these situations, and it doesn't look pretty, and it's not, and went on and on in that direction. But this, again, is just the beginning of this, so we'll see. The crux of the case is what actually killed George Floyd. Many of you have thoughts on that, and when we go to the mailbag, we'll certainly break that out. You can flip us an email on the case. What do you think? Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have to throw this in here at the beginning because people were holding their breath as the world was watching what happened in the Suez Canal. We were on the air when some of it was dislodged finally just the other night, and now the whole ship is off and moving. Tugboat horns were blaring and salvage workers were chanting. They were so excited because finally they got it to float again. And if you saw how the Ever Given was grounded, it looked like, I don't know how they're going to get this thing out of there. I mean, it was really grounded. And obviously it's going to have to undergo technical inspections and all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is they freed it. It's out. Get it through the canal because it's blocking everything else. I mean, that canal carries more than 10% of world trade. The cost of that blockage for about a week, $10 billion a day. $10 billion. Wow. It is going to have a big effect on Europe. U.S. consumers might not see as much because now that's loose on the price of gas. I was thinking if it had stayed a little bit longer, if it was stuck a little bit longer, but it might not be as bad. When you think about this ship, it's as long, it was as long, the Ever Given, as the Empire State Building is tall, and it's stuck in the ground in high winds last Tuesday. So what they had to do was dredge 30,000 cubic meters of sand, enough to give you a visual of this, of what it would look like, to fill about a dozen Olympic-sized swimming pools. And then a dozen tugboats labored for days on end to free that ship. And finally, the high tide helped them, I think, a little bit. You know, it had been grounded about 4 yards from the bank. And finally, they were able to swing it over with those tow maneuvers. They were having a lot of engineers that were consulting, calling in, and trying to help them get this out. And, boy, finally it did. And the traffic jam, they're saying, is probably going to take about 3 days to clear because you have to think of how these ships move and how long it will take for them to get through those waters, how they have to wait before they enter the canal, and then where they have to go when they come out, and what maybe detours they have to make. I mean, there will be a rippling effect on global capacity and certainly other things that people were waiting for, in that sense, equipment, etc. But on the United States, it might not be as awful as it initially looked like it could be. But in other areas of the world, certainly that blockage just, again, was crippling. And to see that Evergreen finally shake loose. 550,000 deaths. The U.S. surpassed that number. But the other number that was also thrown around during the day, what a way to kick a week off, is the fact that 90% of adults are going to be eligible for vaccines by April 19th. Anybody who wants to get a vaccine should be able to get a vaccine, no problem. So it looks like that timeline of May 1st for nationwide eligibility will be beaten by 2 weeks. And that means that the remaining 10% of the population would be eligible by that time. There's more vaccines, more sites, more people that are doing the vaccinators, I guess you call them. And so speed is of the essence. You know, we feel the need for speed, and we got it. And already, you know, you're looking at 33 million vaccine doses this week. Woohoo! Good thing for people who want it, but you might be someone who doesn't. Some thoughts about that in the mailbag, too, came trickling in. We're headed there next.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Indeed, we are in the middle of the mailbag. And thank you. Fritz, listening to us on one of our new affiliates, 1340 AM. That's KROS in Davenport and Clinton, etc. In Iowa. And no doubt what he says is, Kate, sad day for all of Iowa. What happened to those members of that Iowa State Crew Club? Very, very sad. I just happened to catch it. I didn't know that had happened at Little Wall Lake, which is south of a place called Jewel. And you may have heard of it, but there were three kids that were pulled from the water. They were easily treated and released from the hospital, but they recovered two bodies, a dive team, and boy, that is really, really rough, I think, for those families to hear that story. Yeah, when I heard it, like, at first I was thinking, you know, I grew up pretty close to a thing called the Schuylkill River, and there's always those crew teams from Penn and from Villanova and all those places, and I watched them, you know, cut through the water there. And I was thinking that's what they were doing. They were on a boat. I didn't realize how that all happened. And they're still trying to piece, I think, some of how it happened, what happened there. And they used, thank goodness, they had this, because really you want to have a recovery of the body. And they found that second body on Monday. Very, very sad. But they have that sonar imaging system where you can where you can recover someone, and that's what happened. They were looking and looking and looking, and they had to suspend it on Sunday night, and they, you know, didn't name names or any of that. They waited till the next day so they could jump out and hopefully find the last missing member, and they did that. And I guess the lake was just pretty rough, and what caused the boat to capsize is what they're investigating. I mean, this is a lake, and I didn't know much about this lake. I knew the lake. You're right about that. But I didn't know much about it. You know, it's I guess, it's almost 250-acre a lake, and it was formed by glaciers. And what does that mean, and what does that have to do with anything? Well, I'm thinking of how rough it can get, how big it is, where it's deep in certain spots, and it could be heavier. You could get those heavy waves. And you think about the crew boats, and that's what I was thinking when I thought, well, were they in that boat? The crew boats are shallow. I mean, they are, if you've ever sat in one, if you haven't, it's very, very shallow. So the lake was frozen until a handful of weeks ago, and I don't know, maybe that had something to do with it. I mean, who knows? But a terrible, terrible tragedy for those families. No doubt about that. So, yeah. All right, let's move to a couple more here that are all kind of in the same, talking about the same thing. This one is from Joe, and he says, boy, that former cop deserves to get the book thrown at him. I have many police officers in my family, Kate, and all of them say that, yes, there are stresses, this, there are circumstances, yes, there are things that people don't understand about encounters, but that this one should never have ended the way that it did. And what was it that set him off, the former cop, to lean on the neck of George Floyd for as long as he did, especially with people screaming and with other officers there? It seems, which would have been much more likely, that he could have been pulled from that street, especially how they had him down. I can't see how there's any way that this ex-police officer who's charged with killing Floyd does not go to jail for that. And then Phil is saying kind of the same thing. Kate, I was just chilled to the bone as somebody from law enforcement to see the reaction and what happened in Minneapolis. There are always details that people don't know when there are these kinds of things that happen, but these kinds of things are not the same as those kinds of things, if you know what I mean. It should not have gotten to the point of what it got to, especially with that many cops there and brothers to back him up. Why is the big question, and I don't think that gets answered. It's just going to be what the jury ultimately hears from these opening arguments on, and I can't imagine that we don't see Chauvin doing jail time, maybe a lot of jail time, and that will be tough for an ex-cop, but it's pretty tough to watch him choke the life out of George Floyd. Yep, I mean, again, this is the beginning of the road, and it does hinge on what was the cause of death, what the jurors hear, what, you know, they're just listening to the first part of this, meaning the opening arguments. There's more to come, and you can be sure that this is going to be at least a couple of weeks, and then what ultimately happens is in the hands of the jury, and how long does it take for them to deliberate. All right, let's move on to this from Mac, who is listening to us in the great state of Connecticut on 105.5 FM. Kate, I was watching like you and learning about the Suez Canal. I heard you say something about you thought it would be interesting to go to the Suez Canal, and that was somewhere on a list if you had hoped to go to that part of the world. And I think now we all are watching in wonder with the stuck container ship and how they managed to pull it off. They had to have a lot of collaboration to do that, to finally make that thing float, because you saw how badly it had been grounded, and it was crazy to see a small city blocking something as important as that canal. And it just, again, shows you the connection with different countries and vessels and waterways that you don't often think about. That's true. You don't. If you're near bodies of water where you see these big cargo ships coming through, you know, maybe in the back of your mind you realize, oh, yeah, there's lots of cargo ships. Every day we see cargo ships. I've seen them at my brother's house in Florida. I've seen them growing up. I saw them around Cape May, you know, going out into the Atlantic. Not a lot, and not the size of the Evergreen or Ever Given. I'm never that big, because this thing was huge, massive. But yes, when you see them, the last big cargo ship I saw, and I took I did a video of it because it was really wild to see it go through Savannah. It went through Savannah, and it was giant. And it took a long time for it, as it was moving along to me. So you imagine how many ships have been blocked and how long, and I mentioned this already, how long it's going to take to get all those ships through, and some of them rerouting, that kind of thing, because, you know, how many of their vessels were stuck. I mean, there were some of those companies had a couple of them stuck. And where are they in line to get through the Suez Canal? It's just wild. It's wild to see it just sitting there, parked, stuck like that. Like, how does this happen? You're saying yourself, especially they had widened it in some areas, but not in that area. In other areas, the Suez Canal Authority, you know, had money to widen areas, and they did that a handful of years ago, but not in this one particular area. It's very crazy to see. There's like 300 some ships that were caught, and if you had been on a beach and looked over, you would see, that's what you would see. You would just see nothing but ships as far as the eye could see, and to see an overhead view of that sucker was so wild. All right, how about this one from Dougie? And Dougie, I wonder if I know Dougie. Dougie says, Kate, I love that you're all over Gonzaga and that you say it correctly, because so many people butcher the name of my alma mater. But you're right, heading into this, they were the best team. It is pretty obvious that they should be crowned champions. But we'll see how far they get to the Final Four and then some. I think they make it. I agree with you. All right, thanks for that. Hang with us. We're going to Australia next.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president made the comments on Monday as health officials worry over recent rises in new cases. Biden announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000 by April 19th. He also called on states that have ended their mask mandates to put them back in place, saying that now is not the time for people to let their guard down against the virus.
You know, we will administer more shots in March than any country on earth. But even so, we have to give more shots in April than we did in March. Because we're in a life and death race with a virus that is spreading quickly, with cases rising again, new variants are spreading, and sadly, some of the reckless behavior we've seen on television over the past few weeks means that more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead.
You're listening to USA Radio News. New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. But local border officials say that the federal government has not come forward with a plan to help communities deal with the influx. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News that it seems like no one is listening to local communities' concerns.
We're down here at the local level, state levels, dealing with the impact of a plan that we haven't even been privileged to. What I see is avoidance, denial. There's no more collaboration. It's not collective. There's no transparency. No one's listening. But I can tell you who's listening down here, and that's the communities, because we have to. We're dealing with the surge. We're dealing with the unaccompanied minors. We're dealing with the public safety aspect. And let's not forget, we're dealing with the health epidemic that we're dealing with on the border.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
I'm pleased to announce that at least 90% of all adults in this country will be eligibly vaccinated by April the 19th, just 3 weeks from now, because we have the vaccines.
All right, so that is the president saying that, yeah, we got the vaccines and the gap is closing. So have you gotten a vaccine? Are you getting a vaccine? It's such a mixed bag, and we've talked about that in this country as to, I mean, there's a whole slew of people that are being encouraged in various ways to get the vaccine. In fact, even in Major League Baseball, something that I'll talk about next hour more in depth in the Man Cave. But if for Major League Baseball players, certainly they're not mandating, they don't want to tell them you have to get the vaccine. But now with all the travel, if they go to any cities, wherever they go, they can't go out to the restaurants and do the things that other people on their team who are vaccinated can do. So it's a heavy shove in the direction of, yeah, if you want to be isolated in the hotel room, absolutely. But there are a lot of things that you can't do, including when you practice, when you take BP, you have to wear a mask. When you exercise, you have to wear a mask if you're not going to get the vaccine. At Rutgers University, if you are enrolled there, if you have kids enrolled there, or you yourself are, it's one of the many universities saying, don't come to campus, you'll have to be remote. because we're going to resume student activities, but only for those who are vaccinated. So there's going to be some controversy, and there already is, and some heated conversation about what's fair and what's foul when it comes to requirements, and will there be this vaccine passport sort of thing that will exist and is either your friend or your foe if you don't get the vaccine. President Biden, who you heard there, called on governors and mayors to maintain or reinstate mask-wearing orders because he's talking about the virus spreading fast because of reckless behavior. Yeah. And by the way, he wasn't in Australia. We're going to Australia in our next segment to introduce you to a powerful woman because it still is Women's History Month, so we want to finish with a bang. Spider Ward Pumphrey will join us to talk about knowing, having that tingly feeling, having the senses where you know something's happening. What is it you know? I know the feeling. So Joe Biden knows the feeling of feeling successful about getting the vaccine out. The problem is cases are up after plateauing since late February. The seven-day average of new virus cases is 63,000. That's up from 54,000 a day 2 weeks ago. In nine states over the past 2 weeks, virus cases have risen 40%. That's a pretty big number. Of course, Michigan is leading the way with 133% increase. You see the director of the CDC, and to me she looks almost panicked every time I see her, panicked in the sense that she is concerned about the uptick in what's now happened and what's going to happen over the summer, and are we going to see these major surges? She's like the doomsday threat. She's warning us constantly. I see her come on, and I'm like, oh, no. Here comes the bearer of bad news. I mean, it just shows on her face of all the people, of all the doctors I've watched during this whole pandemic. She is the face of doom. She is. And every time I see her, that's what I think is, oh, she's going to talk about surges because of the concern. And in Brazil, we see the crazy, nasty free fall that they're in. They're getting new cases and deaths per day more than any other country. And part of that is complacency and the conspiracy theories that are rampant in Brazil. They surpassed 300,000 COVID-19 deaths just last week, a place that they never thought they would get to, right? 120, this puts it in perspective, 125 Brazilians dying every hour, succumbing to it every hour. And, of course, what does that mean? It means that the ICUs are in their own free fall. They have shortages. They don't have the medicines that they need. And the health system is collapsing because they can't deal with the amount of people that they have that are coming in. And the concern, of course, is the vaccines. I mean, that there's fear about the vaccines, and the president is doing nothing to help that because he's promoted ineffective drugs, played down the threat of the virus, and he heaps on more of that fear about the vaccines. But he's got hardcore supporters that are following along. So they're not doing any kind of lockdowns, none of that. And the government wasn't promoting masks, wasn't promoting social distancing, and this is, you know, where they are. One of the interesting, sad, depressing things about all of this is the SOB of the virus. How did it get loose? How did it get out? If we rewind the clock and start to talk about it, and now there's more conversation about this, that now the theory, one of the theories, and we knew this before, is that the coronavirus most likely emerged in bats before it spread to humans through another animal. That's the World Health Organization's report. They haven't quite released it yet. It's been out. I think the New York Times had it. And there was a team of international scientists who went on a fact-finding mission, which we knew, to Wuhan, where the virus was first detected late in 2019. And in the report, they talk about a couple of different theories that might explain how the virus first spread to humans, but dismiss the idea that the virus might have leaked accidentally from a Chinese laboratory, saying that's extremely unlikely. But lots of people are not on board with the WHO team anyway, because saying, you know, that they're a little differential to China, to Beijing, and they're maybe reshaping the narrative about the outbreak in Wuhan. So I think the I don't know that we'll ever clearly know what it is. I don't know that we'll know that. I mean, is the theory of the bat and the wet markets really hold up? Is the theory about the lab being covered up? Questions, and depends on looking and tearing into that report and looking at other conversations about it as to who really has the inside track on that. And it's the Chinese. And are they releasing flat out this is the information. This is how we believe. Not really. Right? So it's a guessing game of sorts, even though it's easy to narrow it down, but to exactly pinpoint it, well, that's another story, right? How about J&J and their shot? Everybody talks about Moderna, everybody talks about Pfizer, and everybody talks about AstraZeneca, not always in very complimentary, but J&J, the one shot. And I guess they're going to supply African Union member states, because they're really hurting with 220 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, but not until the fall. And then, then they go full force there. So, wow. New York became the, I talked about the digital passport. New York became the first state to formally create a digital passport for COVID-19. There are others talking about it. There are others talking about using it, meaning when I say others, there are other states talking about it. What's going to happen with flying? There's concern over flying this summer. People are planning vacations. There are some, I'm not kidding you, there are some places like Hawaii. If you tried to rent a car in Maui, and I checked on this because I thought this can't be right, and calling Maui to rent a car, there was one car available for $500 a day. A lot of what happened with the rental cars is they sold part of their fleets off because they weren't renting cars, so they were selling them off. So now, if you are going to travel, you might want to book it soon, because if you want to get a car, it's probably going to be a little bit more expensive, but you have to make sure that you can get a car, because they might not have enough, depending on where it is that you're going, where you're headed. Because the skies are going to be busier, the planes are going to be fuller, that's for sure. And they already have been. The airline industry, Airlines for America, they say the passenger volume on U.S. carriers was down 53% in mid-March compared to pre-COVID-19 levels, but up from some of the dark moments of the pandemic when it bottomed out below 90%. So do the math. It is bouncing back. I mean, it's a soft bounce, but it's bouncing back. And I think higher airfares, lack of cars, all that's going to come into play. Mm-hmm. All right, now we are going to Queensland, Australia. Stay with us.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Australia for a conversation with, check it out, 2020's International Psychic of the Year. But let me tell you, she's so much more, and that is an incredible title. I mean, it really is. Her book, I Know the Feeling, Spider Ward Pumphrey joins us, and pay attention. Whatever you're doing, don't be distracted. Pay attention to this segment, because I think you're going to feel really good afterwards. Spider, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So we got to talk about your journey. How does a nurse, somebody who really, you know, worked hard to be a nurse, but how does somebody who at one point in their life they were a nurse become the 2020 International Psychic of the Year?
Very slowly. I come from a gifted family. My grandmother was, I guess a white witch. Let's call her a white witch. And they prayed and did distance healing. But she too was clairsentient, as was her mother. With me, it showed up when I was about 3, and I instinctively knew things. So in the last century, they used to call that the knowing. Today, we would call that psychic claircognizance. So that kind of grows, and you're weird at school, and you have a very tight circle of friends, and then you get warned, you know, don't be too weird, we've got other schools to mix with. And I buried it a little bit. When I went nursing, it was very, very useful, and the feeling was very clear. About 30 years ago, it became more obvious that everything that I did was somehow connected to a feeling that was vibrating in a slightly different way to my patients, to their relatives, to the staff around me, and instinctively I knew what to do. And for most of my nursing, it worked. When nursing finished, I went overseas and travelled the world. I lived in your beautiful country. I lived in the UN Plaza in New York for a while, and that was very, very lovely. And then I went back to England and back to Germany. I had babies. I came back to Australia and I became a chef. It didn't exactly work hours-wise, but it certainly kept the family well fed. And slowly I began, I went back to university and did a teaching degree in training people who were already in an industry or in a trade to teach at trade school. From there, I found I was getting more and more private clients in the non-working time, and that's how it grew. And so suddenly I found myself writing articles for a wonderful magazine, Spheres of Spirit Guide, that's morphed into the psychic directory now. I think that's available online. I can't remember. And so it's grown from there to where it is today. And then in around 2010, I started to take my psychic gifts and teach workshops on balance and healing and being true to yourself. And that started in Singapore, and then it went to Malaysia, and that went to Cork in Ireland. It went all over the place. And so here we are now. And then I decided to write a book. And I decided to write a book because so many people have a natural intuitive ability. You know, Kate, when people talk to you, they tell you what that gift is. You'll be talking to someone and they go, oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Or they'll go, well, I really feel that's not going to work. Or you'll be showing somebody something in a book, and as they walk away, they go, yeah, I'm hearing you. These people are clairvoyant, clairsentient, clairaudio. And the people who just go, yeah, I know what you mean, they're claircognizant. So that's a word that ties into your mind, body, and soul. And we seek that balance.
And what happens when people, and I'm sure you see it, you spot it, you've worked with people like this, and we know people like this that have that ability, but they ignore it. What happens when you ignore that? You don't trust your intuition.
You fall in the mud. You fall in a really, really deep hole. You find yourself in the wrong place with the wrong crowd. And the mistakes that you make and the choices that you make are made kind of half-assed, if I can say that. They're back to front. You're not informed. We are creatures of emotional habit. And for the most part, we are nice and we are kind. But if you take away the roof over my head, if you take away my ability to earn a living, to feed my family, then I will become something alien to that intuition.
Wow, that's so well said. What do you hope, Spider, and again, you can get this book right now on Amazon, I Know the Feeling, Spider Ward, Pumphrey. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
It's always tricky. I always come up with a different answer. But at the heart of it, you're not weird. You're not oversensitive. You're certainly not too emotional for the job. I want them to be whole again. These people have fought enormous battles. They're soul warriors. They know the way forward. I think that my book shows that we as human beings are inexplicably bonded, and we're drawn sometimes by forces beyond an understanding. And the aim of the game is that we're destined by fate to keep crossing paths till we recognize that we do need one another, and that together we can build something better, a better world, a world where peace isn't just a word bandied around until somebody has a hissy fit and takes their bat and ball and goes home, that we're something more concrete than that. And that each one of us is worth the effort. It's not too sooky, is it? But that's kind of the plan.
Yeah, so well said. So tell me what's next, because I know you're working on another book.
Oh, well, if you buy the book, I Know the Feeling, and you really should because it's just lovely, and read it, you'll notice there's, I sort of wrote it like I'm talking to you, and if you read the book, you find that I say, how about you just jot down what you're feeling? Do you agree with what I've said? Do you disagree? By the end of the book, if you are writing it in your copy, then you're collaborating on a book with me already, and your book is unique because your book is you and me. And somebody else's book, say if you did it, Kate, then it's Kate and Spider's book. So I thought, well, that means that we should really get together and write a second book, and we'll call it We Know the Feeling, and we can fill it up with people's experiences of what they did, and to make use of vibrations and start and understand that without that mind, body and soul balance, then all we are is drones. All we are is a robot. We're a human being, and we have feelings. And those feelings govern how we think, what we eat, what we drink, what we do, whether or not we help someone. And whether or not, with a forgiving heart, we forgive ourselves for not being who we think we should be.
Mic drop. That's it. I mean, yeah, not being who we think we should be. People wrestle with that all the time, don't they?
They do. And I think that we can, it's okay to have that wrestle, but something has to come out of it. And it has to be something better than what we left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first step is getting your book, that's for sure. I Know the Feeling, Spider Ward Pumphrey. We could talk to you for a very, very long time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.